It's time for Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman of Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.
Ryan, a little different topic as we dive into the mailbag. The question, what are some of the strangest or just downright weird vet visits you've experienced?
When I was in practice as a traveling dairy veterinarian, probably as a lot of people can relate, you know, I would go out and have my clients do routine herd health, get called out for sick animals or cows that had calving problems, stuff like that. And in the course of that practice, I was able to see some pretty unique, weird things. A couple of them that just come to the top of my mind is, I remember one time when I was in veterinary school and we were having a class where people on my rotation were learning how to castrate bulls. And so one of the methods is the knife technique. And we were doing that procedure and a classmate of mine had castrated a bull. So he had removed the first testicle and that was normal. And then when he went to remove the second one, it was actually a fully intact uterus and had two ovaries, two uterine horns and everything, just like a female. So that was really weird because the definition of hermaphrodite would be a animal that possesses both reproductive organs from the male and the female. And extremely rare to see true hermaphrodites in cattle. So that was kind of a neat thing to see. Another thing that I can remember that I saw, probably one of the most dramatic things that I ever saw, was a calf that had a condition called schistosomus reflexus. It's a big scientific term. It's a developmental abnormality of the fetus as it grows inside the cow. It has a rate of about 0.01% of all cattle calvings. And so the farmer called me out on the weekend for a cow that was having trouble calving. And the thing to know about schistosomus reflexus, imagine on a normal animal, the ribs grow off the spine and they kind of curve towards each other and grow and meet in the middle where the sternum is. And they create this rib cage in which really important organs live, like your heart and your lungs. And in fact, your heart and your lungs are so important that we protect them with this bony structure called the rib cage. What schistosomus reflexus is they curve the wrong way. They curve back and they almost form like wings. And the problem is the lungs and heart still develop normally. And so when this producer called me and said, hey, I've got this cow and she's having a hard time calving, I did my exam and I put on an OB sleeve and I reached into the cow to feel, okay, what do we got going on with this calf? Is its head back or got a foot stuck or something? And I stuck my hand into the cow to feel for the calf and I felt its beating heart in my hand, still alive. The animal's still alive. But because the animal had schistosomus reflexus, the rib cage did not grow around to create that, you know, chest of the animal. And then it just left the heart and lungs exposed. And when I reached in there, much to my surprise, I actually had a beating heart in my hand. Probably the weirdest thing I'd ever seen. So that was really something weird. I didn't see this personally, but a good friend of mine in vet school practices in Northeast Iowa. And he got called out for a calving for a beef cow. And I just couldn't get the calf out and feeling around there. Couldn't really figure out exactly what was wrong. So we did a C-section. And this thing had two heads. And if he wouldn't have sent me all the pictures of it, I would have never believed it. But it was a live calf born with two heads. And they were basically joined kind of where the ears were. So they each had their own nose and their own mouth and their own muzzle and stuff. So, yeah, just as a practicing vet, you travel around the country and you just see some different stuff.
So, Ryan, is there an answer for why these cases happen? Is it genetics, the environment, just what?
Yeah, that's a good question. Some of them can have a genetic component. Other ones are what we just call mistakes of cellular division. Every living thing essentially came from two cells. So the sperm fertilized the egg, two cells come together, and then at that point they split, and now you have four, and then they split, and now you have eight, and then they split, and now you have 16, and so on and so forth. That's how a fetus starts growing. And sometimes when those cells split, if anything goes wrong or a little wonky, then it can lead to bigger problems down the road in the developmental stage. And so some of these things that we see can be genetic, or other times they're what we just classify as mistakes of cellular division, where there's really no genetic component. When you think about how many times a cell has to divide to go from 2 to 4 to 8 to 16 to 32, et cetera, to make an organism, those cells have to split hundreds and hundreds of thousands of times to get there. It's plausible to think in all of those times that they split, maybe something doesn't go right and we get these mistakes of cellular division and we get these weird developmental outcomes.
Thanks for sharing, Ryan. That's Dr. Ryan Leiterman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek.
This has been Ask the Vet with Dr. Ryan Leiterman, sponsored by Crystal Creek. If you have a question relating to calf health and housing, email Dr. Leiterman at askthevet@crystalcreeknatural.com.